This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. It's another fantastic week here in the Linz and Russ household. What
oh,
up?
Oh, hi.
So we're, you know, I think it's just going to be safe to assume that we are just like always exhausted at this point. So I'm just not even going to say it anymore.
Borderline about to not do this podcast tonight.
It came close, but then we had a jolt of adrenaline course through our veins.
Yeah, shit started falling in the bathrooms and we thought somebody was breaking in. So yeah, we're good. That's better than coffee. They should just fucking have a Keurig for adrenaline shots.
I wonder.
I should invent it.
You should. I'm telling you. It'd be like an EpiPen, but it's an adrenaline. Well, that is adrenaline.
They have those.
All right. Never mind. Forget I said that.
But instead of that refrigerator with the Keurig, they should have a refrigerator that just like pours adrenaline in your water.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just don't accidentally drink it before you're trying to go to bed.
There was a meme that I saw. It was it was a little dog and he had like these really big eyes and he said, instead of water I used Red Bull for my coffee this morning and now I see colors. Wait, no, now I hear colors. I ruined it.
Yeah, you're done. Don't tell stories ever again.
Fine. Well, it kind of goes with the other memes I was going to talk about.
Me.
Those Kermit memes.
I didn't think those were funny.
Are you serious?
There was one that was funny. That was it.
There's a whole lot of them. Like, there are albums of these darn things. It's the Kermit memes that are the dark side memes. And it's basically him to him. So he's looking at a...
Me.
Kermit's looking at a version of himself that's in like a dark cloak. And if you haven't seen them yet, they're hilarious. Look them up.
I didn't think they were funny.
They're funny. Yeah, there was like one that says, oh no, I'm not really that hungry and I need to save money anyways. Eat Taco Bell.
No. See, that's not funny.
What? It's not funny. It's freaking hilarious.
The only one that I thought was funny was the one where they said a dropped ice cube out of refrigerator, kick under fridge. That one was funny because I do that all the time. There's probably the Amazon River flowing under my fridge from that shit.
Uh-huh. And that's what happened to our floor, not the dishwasher, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I thought. Well, what about the Joe Biden memes?
What about them?
They're funny.
They're funny.
They are hilarious.
They're okay.
I think they're funny as well. There's one where Joe Biden's sitting down and Obama's over his shoulder. Okay, Joe, sign here. And then Joe says, and then you and Michelle will be my adoptive parents. Obama says, no.
No.
You're killing me. You're seriously killing me.
Because you can't convey a meme over the fucking mic. It's just not, there's nothing there.
But you can envision it, can you not?
No.
You do not have an imagination.
Oh, you're right.
You don't.
You're right.
You don't have an imagination if you can't see what I am portraying to you.
I can't. I don't know. I got nothing.
You really don't think they're funny?
They're funny, but you can't do them over the mic.
All right, fine.
You have to look them up and actually laugh at them.
Well, this might be a good segue into my next topic. You ready?
Yeah.
Sorry, nose itch.
Oh, my God. If everybody saw what I just saw, you'd be pretty horrified.
Sorry. So there's different types of brains in the world. We all know that, you know, it's pretty obvious. But did you know the greatest difference between a man and a woman brain?
What?
Men think system. Hold on, let me say it right.
Yeah, we put our shit in boxes in our brain. Women is like a fucking balled up bag of dicks.
No. What was the comedian that said that?
I don't know his name. No, he said it's like fucking coat hangers wrapped up all over. It's like a ball of wire.
Yeah, constantly firing. Yeah. You have thoughts going
everything
in every direction.
Is interconnected. It's like, oh, I want to go Christmas shopping. And I want to ride my bike. What the fuck?
Well, maybe you got a bike for Christmas.
No, Christmas hasn't happened yet.
Maybe you got a bike for Christmas once upon a time.
See, this is my exact point. Who the fuck thinks of that shit? All in the same, I'm hungry. I see. I got nothing. I got nothing. I can't even make myself process shit like that.
Why?
I cannot do it.
You don't have like a train of thought that leads into topic to topic.
Fuck
to topic.
No.
It's kind of like the podcast that we're doing. Like I just talked about the Kermit
you,
memes. I talked
you,
about the Biden memes, and that led into
you led into the. I am in boxes. I have my shit organized inside my head.
Okay, what box are you in right now?
I don't know.
You don't know
my nothing box.
Really?
Yes.
You can't be in the nothing box. You're podcasting.
No, I'm in the box that you brought me into.
So I can bring you into boxes.
Well, I mean, you're making up boxes right now.
I'm not making up boxes.
I just don't understand how you can trail into shit.
That it's easy.
Has nothing to do with anything else.
It's easy.
You
okay.
Literally went from Kermit memes to brain shit. What?
Okay, no. It connects. Okay, so we talked about Kermit memes, and then we got into Biden memes, and then
brains.
But you said that you didn't think that they were funny. Well, that's the difference between mine and your brain.
Okay.
That's how that connected. What?
Do we? I think we need new tires.
No, see, now you're just being silly.
No, that's the shit.
No, it's not.
Yes,
now
it
you're
is.
Just ADD.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
Oh, you think I have ADD?
Maybe.
No.
Everything leads into other things because you have ADD.
No, I can finish a project. I can finish a thing that I've started. I don't leave things unfinished.
But they all lead in. See, I just don't understand.
Okay, let
How
me just hold on 10
does
seconds.
Shit. Random shit lead into each other
hold
like
on,
that.
Hold on,
hand.
So, a man's brain is systemizing and mechanistic. There we go. Meaning that you guys like to figure things out. You like to rationalize. You like to, as if you were approaching an inanimate. Oh my God. An inanimate. I still can't say it.
I want you to spell inanimate.
All right, I'm done. A fake
inanimate?
Object, a not living object, an unreal.
Inanimate doesn't mean fake.
You stop it.
Okay, now we're going to trail off into a spelling bee.
Shut up. Well, we're trying to figure out how to say it, so I could try to spell it. You
say
did
it
say spell
be.
It. So there. That's how that connected. Anyways, you guys try and approach, you know, not living, unliving objects, and you try to figure out how they work. So if you were like putting things together, you know, you figure out how things work logically. You don't think about the human aspect, whereas women are empathizers. The article says, stop laughing. The article says that we empathize or have like mentalistic thinking. So we are driven to identify the emotion behind the decision. We're driven to figure out what caused the person to decide to say, decide to do, decide to blah, 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 to do that. What emotion drove that person to it? That's what we try to decipher. So you guys are logic and we are emotion. So in order for our brains to mesh, it's like we have to learn to see it from the other person's perspective, but I think it's almost like an out-of-body experience for men and women to try and do that.
I don't try to do that.
What do you mean you don't try to do that? You don't try and think about my feelings.
I don't try and think about how the fuck you rationalize shit. No, I don't do that.
Well, okay, so you don't approach a situation. And
oh,
think.
I'm going to fucking think how my wife's going to feel about it in here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
No, I don't.
That's yes, that's what you should do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
Well, I don't know. So every time I'm going to do something, I should think about what you're going
to
think.
No, but if I were to say to you, I don't know,
crap in my pants.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. I feel like, you know, we need a vacation.
Let me think about how my wife's going to feel about going to blah, blah, blah. No.
What comes to mind when I say that?
I'm going to the fucking beach.
See, that's logical, right?
That's all I think about.
That's like an if then. If, you know, we need a vacation, that's a then situation.
What do you think about?
that I'm stressed, that I'm overworked, that I need a break, that, yeah, I think about the emotional of, you know, why I need a vacation. You think of the what comes next.
I'm going to the fucking beach, motherfuckers.
See, you think in steps. I think in, you know, the emotion behind what I just said.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's so weird.
Why is that weird? Because I think it's weird that you think in steps.
It's almost like you think of, okay, like you said, okay, we're going to the beach. I think about, I'm going to the motherfucking beach. No. And you're all like, oh my God, I got to do so much shit. I'm so stressed out. It's like you stress out about going on vacation. Fuck that.
That's not what I said. I said, I need a vacation.
Right.
I didn't say we're going to the beach. I said, I need a vacation. Your mind went to the beach, though.
Okay. But still, you need a vacation, and what do you think about? Stressful shit.
No, that I am stressed. That so I need the vacation.
I don't know. That's so weird. I'm just like, I'm going to the fucking beach. No, see? I'm getting drunk. But see, I don't give a fuck.
That's
I'm
your
going
mind.
Swimming in the ocean.
But see, you don't think about why I need the vacation.
No, because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to the goddamn beach, damn it.
You don't give a fuck that I feel stressed.
I'm going to the beach.
But see, that's, I think that is the fundamental difference in men versus women. Like,
we going to the beach or what?
In the response to the situation we just described at the beginning of this podcast, that
I'm going to the beach.
Shut up. We had, you know, a really loud noise occur while we were trying to put our daughter to sleep. And my reaction, I immediately went for our daughter. Like, baby. That was my reaction. Baby, there's a noise. Get the baby. Protect the baby. What was your reaction?
Gun.
I figured that was your reaction. Because you were heading towards the door, and I was heading for the baby.
Yeah, but see, somebody, yeah, but.
I know what you.
What is going, if somebody broke in, what would you have done?
Grab the baby?
Yes. You're going to hit the bad guy with the baby? Jesus. Baby bat?
She's only like 21 pounds.
Oh my God, I can't. That's so bad.
No. My reaction was
grab
the baby and take her to a safe place. You know, follow you basically is what I would have done.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, I get that. It's just.
But your reaction
is. My gut instinct is fight.
Protect. Well, okay, so you just said fight. So maybe fight for.
Yeah.
Yeah, the family.
Yes, it's protection.
But see,
Papa Bear.
That again is the difference between our brains. Like, I immediately went, grab the baby, go to a safe spot. And your brain is fight for my family.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was interesting.
Well, the other night we had a picture fall off the wall.
Oh, my God.
We're laying in bed and we hear glass.
It was my freaking diploma. Yeah. I was so mad.
We hear glass break downstairs and we fucking freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Thinking somebody broke a window.
But it was really cool because we got the smart lights and stuff, and it was neat as shit because that shit broke. You know, it broke, and then I got my phone out, and I turned all the lights on in the house. It was fucking badass because I was like, if somebody's in here, they're going to freak out that the lights are turning on. You know, they're going to think somebody is down there with them because, you know, you go down to a switch, you turn the lights on. So if the lights are turning on around you, you think somebody's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened as I turned them on and I heard nothing, but we went downstairs and kind of cleared the house, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
but
looked around and found the picture.
Yeah, we found the picture glass everywhere, so that ruined everything. So what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
I just want to go to bed, clean up this fucking glass.
Uh-huh. Potentially wake up the baby because there's glass everywhere.
Yeah, and then it fucking broke. It's weird if the picture diploma fell onto a printer, so the glass got all inside of the printer.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bullshit. Yeah, I haven't tried to print something yet, so I'm wondering if there's something jammed up in there. Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, it was only in like the scanner portion. It wasn't in the actual print feed
portion.
There was
stuff in the printer.
Oh,
I had to
it?
Dump it out outside.
Oh,
outside. Yeah. Outside. Outside.
Actually, a coworker told me that, you know, he never replaces the toner cartridges in his printer. He just buys a new printer.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I know. It's very wasteful, I think. But he says it's just as, you know, cheap to buy a new printer as to buy the cartridges.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Agreed.
I can buy the full set of toner cartridges, black, white, blue, whatever the fuck they are. Black. I just said white. Yeah, they have white ink for printers now. It's for construction paper. But yeah, you can buy it for like $20.
Mm-hmm. Even cheaper if it's, you know, like a off brand kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I don't under. That's the dumbest logic I've ever heard.
I didn't understand that either. But I kind of looked at it. I'm like, huh.
That's not
that's
smart.
Very wasteful.
That's not even smart. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. stupid. Because I don't know.
Anywho, so those were my fun topics. You ready to get into Westworld?
Let's do Walking Dead first, because I don't want it to be kind of short.
Okay.
Walking Dead. Well, I did like the episode, though. I thought it was...
Spoilers. We're getting into TV, so there's going to be spoilers.
The rest of the episode of this podcast will be filled with spoilers. Westworld and Walking Dead.
Ready?
So I liked the episode...
Of?
Walking Dead.
Okay.
This episode was about Negan coming to get his first offering.
Yeah.
Service. So, Negan, he's pretty much my new favorite character on the show.
He's growing on me.
I really like, he is the funniest, most smart-ass character ever written for TV. It's hilarious.
I really wish they would let him say fuck. I really do.
If we buy the DVDs, he will.
Yeah. No, I get that they don't want to say it on TV, but... I don't know. I just wish they'd let him say fuck. I thought in the very first episode of the season that we saw him that he was just too pretty. I thought he was too pretty for it being post-apocalyptic, you know, for him being this, you know, big old badass. I expected someone... excuse you.
Sorry, I shit my pants. I mean, okay.
I expected someone a lot... a lot grungier and, you know, just rough looking. He just looked too pretty. But now that we're kind of getting into, you know, him being around a lot more, he's growing on me.
I really like him.
I do too.
He's a really good he's a really good Negan, though. Like, he fills that role perfectly. Mm-hmm. The guy is such a smartass. He's got so many good one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. Yeah, he knocks on their gate and says, little pig, let me in. But it's really cool. I don't know. I just really liked it. It was a change of pace. And I liked how the whole time he's walking around, it's tense as fuck. Mm. Even though he's making jokes.
Yep.
It's so tense because you're like, this dude is fucking insane. We saw what he did in the first episode of this season.
Right.
But I mean, it was weird because it wasn't lighthearted. I'm not going to say that, but he would crack these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You would laugh, yep. But at the same time, you're like, this guy's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. What's he going to do?
Mm-hmm. He's an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. He doesn't care. I mean, he's not afraid to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I felt like these episodes are still kind of light. You know, I feel like we're still watching the walking commercial at this point.
I don't like that shit. And last episode was an hour and a half long, but I think it was at least a half hour worth of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I wanted to talk about with this episode was, you notice the sign in Rick's house that said Morse code?
Yes.
People think because
wait, was that in?
It was in somebody's house.
I thought it was in Spencer's house.
It may have. I thought Michonne walked by it.
Oh,
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Regardless.
But anyway, so remember when Daryl first saw Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daryl had some very deliberate blinking action going on.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, people decoded it, and it says east. Like, he's telling Rick where the sanctuary's at, which is where his fort is.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's what they say. I didn't verify it myself. I don't know that fucking Morse code shit.
Right, but
yeah.
See, if they start adding that kind of stuff into
that's cool.
It, that's freaking awesome.
Well, that's why people kind of put two and two together, because they do that shit.
Right.
The Walking Dead does, they put small, very, you have to pay attention. Small hints about shit that's going on. Like in previous episodes before we met the wolves, there were signs all over the fucking place. The wolves are near. And then Carl was looking at Enid's comic. It said the wolves and shit like that. It was just kind of random buildup. No one realized it. You know? And then all of a sudden, here's the wolves. Yeah, people are like, they're like, that said Morse code. And then people... we're looking at Daryl and he was blinking kind of weird. It wasn't like a normal, I'm going to blink.
Right.
You know, I just kind of, I'm timid he broke me, so I'm like blinking a lot. No, it was like he was speaking, you know, or, you know, trying to communicate. So people, it said IEAST. So I don't know what the I is.
I am.
I East. Or like Interstate East, maybe. I don't know.
Interstate East, if it's in. It's in,
based in Georgia, I thought, isn't it?
No, they're not. Oh, yeah, that's Alexandria. Right.
So what's that, 66?
Uh-huh, it's a big interstate through there, sorry, that goes to Washington, D.C.
So, yeah, so I thought that was kind of neat.
Huh.
I'm going to watch the YouTube video of people saying it, because I don't remember Daryl blinking like that.
I don't either, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Exactly. But seeing the, I thought seeing that Morse code picture on the wall was really weird.
I did too.
I'm like, man, what the fuck are they bringing?
You know, I noticed it. Yeah, I did noticed too. That. I didn't notice Daryl.
I noticed it was, I noticed that too, and I thought it was really strange. I'm like, well, why haven't we seen that before?
Right.
You know, there's not, this isn't the first time that they've recorded footage in Rick's house. Rick got that pussy in that house.
I love them together. I think that's an awesome couple. I just wish.
It's neat.
I can't wait for them to be awesome together. They haven't had their chance to be like the power couple yet. You know?
No. Well, I mean,
since they've gotten together, it's kind of like Negan's been on the scene. Yeah. So Rick's had to pussy out.
Well.
So. Yeah.
I can't wait till they start fighting back. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I thought that was pretty cool about that episode. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, that's pretty badass. Yeah.
They need to keep adding stuff like that. Because
people do catch it. And people you got to think there's millions and millions of people watching this show. Somebody is going to catch that shit.
Freaking Reddit. These people are geniuses, I swear.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. But I did like the episode. I thought it was a lot better than last episode. I thought was pretty good, too. And then the Kingdom episode. See, the first episode was shit. They've recovered a lot for me.
Yeah.
The Kingdom episode was really good because it was lighthearted. I liked fucking Ezekiel.
Yeah, I just wish it had a little more beef to it.
I wish they would condense it to a half an hour and play no fucking commercials. Yep. I get so mad at...
I think we're spoiled, though. I think we're spoiled by Westworld because HBO doesn't play commercials in
I would
TV
pay
shows.
$10 a month or $15 a month to have AMC...
Commercial-free. Yeah.
Or put The Walking Dead on HBO. And I heard HBO passed it up.
Really?
That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know how good it would have been?
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
They would have dumped a lot of money into that fucking show.
But speaking of...
Westworld?
Yes!
Is this another one of your connected things? I'm just kidding. This one actually makes sense. We're talking about TV.
Go suck a dick. There's connected for you. Have a great night.
It is connected.
Uh-huh. Westworld.
Okay.
This is spoiler
alerts.
Well, yeah, if you didn't
We already did
realize.
It, but we're going to do it again. Spoiler alert, this is massive.
Oh my God, this episode was so freaking amazing. Like, you don't even understand television until you've seen Westworld at this point.
It wasn't, like, I liked it, but the twist was what got me. Like, the whole episode, it was another episode of Westworld. It's good.
But it built up, like, in the whole episode, it was building. They start talking about...
Oh, yeah.
Getting, like, okay, so this lady from the board is here. Yes. We saw her come in last episode while
she's
banging one of the robots.
She's banging a host.
Yeah, and she basically tells...
And she invites Teresa in.
Yes.
For a private meeting.
The head QC bitch.
Yes, quality control.
Yes.
She invites her in for a private meeting in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns the host off. You know, she does her little, that's enough. And they, you know, they freeze. They're robots, whatever. So they have this secret meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out in this meeting that Teresa's the one uploading all of the data from the previous episode. Or was it the previous episode we found out? Or the episode before? One of them, anyway.
Yeah.
One of the hosts had like a satellite uplink built into him. And he was like sending all the code for these things. These hosts to a satellite, which was backing it up off site.
Yes, because the board
wants
to
fire Ford.
Yes, and they're afraid that he will wipe everything out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So the board contracted Teresa to do that, to back up the data. So when they shit can Ford, deleted Ford. We got it on hard drives off site. So go fuck yourself.
Yep.
So that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
in this conversation, though, that Teresa had with this board member, they actually talk about a blood sacrifice.
Right.
And who they're talking about is Ford, in my opinion.
Well,
I think
I don't think they're talking about it as like a legitimate, I'm going to kill somebody.
No, they're talking about they want Ford's head, meaning they want to shit can him.
They have to use a host. Yeah. Okay, so the next part, after she says we need a blood sacrifice, they call Ford and Bernard into one of their testing rooms or whatever they call it. This is where they kind of interview the host naked and shit, whatever. Well, they bring one of the hosts that we're all familiar with. She's been in it since the beginning. She's a whore. They bring her in, and they have another host that looks like a worker there. She starts beating the shit out of him. Well, she's not supposed to know that was a host. And she didn't know it was a host. So she was technically harming a human.
Right.
Which is against their code.
Yep. Because the guy that was supposed to be a human, but he was really a host.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he actually hit her first.
Right.
Then they wiped her memory, and then the host that they wiped the memory of attacked him because she remembered that he had hit
her. Right.
So due to the upgrade that Ford had pushed out for these reveries that we learned about at the very beginning of episode one.
Well, this is what they say caused this.
Yes. Yes. They're framing Ford.
Yes. They're trying to fire Ford. So this was their blood sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So they frame Ford. Your update fucked everything up.
They framed Bernard first.
Right. They're working. Yeah. So Bernard was technically the blood sacrifice.
Yes.
So they fire Bernard in this scene. So he's shit canned. Well, Bernard goes to Teresa and says
they had a love interest at one point.
He was sticking it up in that thing. But oh my God. But so he goes to her and is like, you know, if I saw that you guys wrote that code in there, if I saw it, you know, Ford saw it, blah, blah, blah. You know, if I can notice it, Ford noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
a
joke.
I
was embarrassed for you. And then he was coming clean about Ford's like pet project. He kept like three hosts alive, three of the first generation hosts, four of the first generation hosts.
Five. There was a dog.
Okay. So he kept all those alive. And they're not supposed to be any hosts that are like undocumented on this site or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Teresa, I got to show you this because it's been very concerning to me.
Yep.
That Ford's doing this.
And I'm getting ready to be shit canned.
Yeah,
so.
I'm getting ready to be shit canned. So I just want you to know what's going on. So he brings her out there.
Oh, it's already giving me chills. This part.
So he brings her out there to show her. And, you know, he takes her into the house. All the hosts are gone.
And she says, how has this not been documented on any of the maps that we have of the entire park?
Right. But the surveyors of the park that do the maps are hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernard says the hosts see what we want them to see. We can code them to not see certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a door in this thing. And she says, what's behind this door? And then Bernard says, what door? So we're like, holy shit.
They see what we want them to see.
Yeah. So she opens a door and it's like a small time lab, like where they make people
mm-hmm.
and make these robots. So there was a robot being made at this place. And she's like, This is against policy, blah, blah, blah.
This is undocumented.
This is undocumented.
This
is not supposed to. It was a pretty much a freak out moment for her. She's like, I don't understand this. What's going on? And she discovers like four or five papers, and it's the Da Vinci man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's like schematics of all these hosts. Well, she's flipping through them.
One's Dolores.
One's Dolores, you know. So she's flipping through. It's a bunch of papers. She's flipping through them. And she comes up on one, and it's Bernard. It's actually Bernard, the guy that brought her in there.
And
the main character, one of the second in command of this whole fucking operation.
Huh?
He's a robot.
He was made. So she shows it to him. What is this? He goes, it doesn't look like anything to me, which is what all the hosts have said about any picture that is outside the realm of knowledge.
Yep. Yeah, so we were like, oh my God. So this is happening, and all of a sudden, guess who walks in? It's Ford. It's fucking Hannibal Lecter all day, and this motherfucker.
That's exactly what he reminded me of. I wanted him so badly to say, "Hello, Clarice."
Yeah, so he walks in, and he's like, and she's like, "You don't," and it's pretty much this conversation, blah, 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 back and forth, and
basically backstory, he's filling her in.
Yeah, he said this requires a blood sacrifice. So I said, oh shit, man,
how did he know that?
Yeah, how did he know that? And there was that host that she supposedly turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So this motherfucker knew everything.
Yep,
he knew everything from the get-go.
Yep,
because Bernard is a host.
Ha
ha. So he and while he's like explaining everything, you know, to Teresa, that I control everything. I am God here.
Yep.
You are nothing.
Yep.
They brought you in to snuff me out, but you are shit.
Yep.
So is the board.
And you're about to be my bitch.
Yeah. So Bernard is over there and he's like having a freak out moment. He's like, I'm not one of them. What about my son? What about my wife? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, that's all programmed into you.
And what Ford says is, calm down, Bernard. That's enough.
And he turns him off.
Bernard turned off.
Yeah, he said, that's enough, Bernard. Don't have a freak out or whatever. Don't work yourself up. So at that point, you know, all this happened. We need a blood sacrifice. All while there's a fucking new robot being made down here.
Mm-hmm.
He says, all right, Bernard, you know. Mm-hmm. He says something about dreams. Give her good dreams or something like that. So, Bernard,
what do they say to the robots when they, you know,
I know,
bring them in and out of?
Yeah,
right. The behavioral.
Right. So Bernard's undoing his tie. He's taking his suit jacket off, and then he kills Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I think
hit him. Hit him with it.
I think that robot that's being made down there, because he has to cover this up.
Yes.
Where the fuck is Teresa? She's just gone. No, he's making Teresa down there. Because mm-hmm. I remember, like, throughout all these episodes, like, one of the first episodes when we found out that Bernard and her were banging, he said, can you let me record your facial expressions? These are really, you have really good quality, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. emotions and all that stuff. And I'm like, now that we know that that's Ford.
Yep.
Trying to, because he knows about her being a fucking, mm-hmm. trying to pretty much overthrow him.
Right.
In his creation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get her as close as possible. He's
mm-hmm.
trying to write this stuff because
mm-hmm.
he's got this plan already in motion.
Well, say your theory, though. You kind of skipped over it just very slightly.
What, that he's making her in the basement?
Yes. That robot that he is making in that basement is going to be her.
Yes.
But you believe that her brain is going to go into it? Or you believe?
No, no. Her memories and all that stuff. Somehow he's going to transfer. See, that's the thing.
You think they transfer consciousness?
Maybe. That's why I also think that maybe all these robots were once people.
But, like, to what extent? Were they, like, bad people?
I don't know. Who knows? This motherfucker is insane. Ford is nuts. He's fucking God there. And mm-hmm. he knows he's God.
Yep. He has the biggest God complex. But they're still leaving this really big, wide open, gaping hole in this right now. Where is, what's the girl's name? Elsie, right?
Yeah.
The girl that Bernard was talking to about, you know, who was transmitting all this data.
Right.
Where is she?
Ford has something to do with it.
Do you think? Does Ford have something to do with it? Or did Teresa?
No, I know Ford because...
Or did the board?
Elsie told Bernard.
She was on the phone with Bernard.
So who was she really on the phone with? Ford.
Right. But if our other theory is right, that Bernard is actually Arnold...
Okay, the reason why we came up with this theory... Well, I read a lot of shit on the internet. I didn't come up with this. I'm not taking credit for this shit. But people think that Bernard was actually Arnold because mm-hmm. there's footage of previous episodes of the season where Bernard is actually interviewing Dolores. They don't think that there's like time loops going on. They think that there's actual like past shit playing in these episodes. Bernard always interviewed the host naked.
Mm-hmm.
because he's treating them like robots. Mm-hmm. Don't get emotionally attached. This is what Ford always said. Don't get emotionally attached. They're robots. They're not real.
Yep.
Treat them like they're not real. So talk to them naked. That's, you know, it's a mental thing.
Yep.
Well, there's footage of Bernard interviewing Dolores.
With clothes on.
She had clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then supposedly his dress, the way he dressed was totally different. And that footage was in the same place that he killed Teresa.
Right.
It looks like it's a very similar room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, that's kind of credible to me. I think that Bernard was Arnold.
And Ford created him into a robot. Maybe might have moved his consciousness into it. I don't believe that either.
Yeah. But I think that he killed Arnold. Because I think that, here we go again with the fucking guessing shit.
We should have learned by now. Don't guess.
No, but it was such a good fucking episode.
That was awesome. It really was. But there's just one hole right now that we need to fill, and it's Elsie. What happened?
Well, in the maze. What the fuck is that?
Well, that's going to be stretched out for...
I don't know.
Episodes. At least a few more episodes until the end of the season, at least.
Yeah, because people think that the white hat guy, William, mm-hmm. is actually the man in black.
Right.
They think that they're running, you know, past shit and present shit all in the same episodes, which is stupid. That stuff aggravates the shit out of me.
Because you can't get your head wrapped around Terminator.
No, I can't. That's different. That's going in the past and in the future. That's dumb. This is literally, this happened 30 years ago. We're going to play this 5 minutes here, and then we're going to go back to the future here. So the shit that's happening right now, we're going to play here. But then the next scene is going to be what happened 30 years ago. But we're not going to tell you that this happened 30 years ago. We're going to make you dumb and clueless. But yeah, I don't know. I like it.
Oh, yeah. No, that episode was just, it got me. Yeah, it got me so good.
When he said, what door? I said,
that was
shit.
It. I'm telling you, I had goosebumps in that moment. And I still get it when I think about it, because that was the best, like, turn of events. And it was just, I mean, we kind of talked about it before that we thought Bernard was a robot, but for them to actually confirm it, oh my god.
So now Teresa's gonna be a robot
under Ford's control. So what's the game plan for Ford? You know, I know this expansion storyline that he's doing is like, you know, it's his F you to the board, I think. But what is his game plan for when he dies? You know, like, or what is his game plan to retire if he plans on retiring, if he's going to die in the park?
He doesn't. I almost wonder if there's a big game, another, I don't know. Like, can he transfer himself
into the park?
Into a robot
and
pretty much stay alive forever?
Maybe he already did.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he is a robot now.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can transfer his consciousness and his soul or whatever into another robot, he can essentially live forever.
But he wants to keep it out of the board's hands because he wants control and to be God. So the long-term goal is what? To keep it all in Westworld?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to see the big picture. Remember Teresa said at the very beginning, if you can't see the big picture, you know.
Well, his picture is to not give that, you know, I'm not giving you source code. This is 30 plus years of source code.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving it to anyone. It's mine.
Yeah.
If I die, it goes with me.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what the big picture is. Because if he dies, then yeah, it's free game. You know, anybody can take it at that point.
Yeah, but I don't think he plans on just like miraculously, but just dying. Like, he's going to erase. There's probably a dead man switch in that park.
Probably.
He dies, that motherfucker will get obliterated. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the code gets stripped. Guarantee it.
Maybe Bernard is his failsafe.
Something is.
Yeah.
Well, now Teresa. That's so fucking crazy, though.
He owns her.
Because, okay, yeah, the reason why I think that he's making her down there is because he killed her.
Yep.
People are going to wonder where the fuck she's at. She's not on vacation. Well, no call, no show. Bye, bitch, you're fired. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know, especially the board, considering they're putting her up to stealing all this code.
I don't know. We need to stop guessing, but... That was an enjoyable cast, my darling.
Yeah, it was. It's 40 minutes. We went a little overboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you need to turn the lights on when we go upstairs. Philips Hue lights. They're awesome.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.